So the Epiphany is another one of these wonderful Christmas feasts with a beautiful, beautiful imagery. And I just want to make three observations about this feast in ascending order. So the most important will be last. Unlike in Luke's narrative of the nativity of the birth of Jesus, Matthew's version introduces kind of a note of discord when the Magi innocently asked Herod about the location of the newborn king of the Jews. King Herod got very upset. He was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And the reason for King Herod being disturbed is that he felt threatened by this potential challenger to his throne, and one of pure pedigree at that, of the line of David, and also somebody who was going to be a shepherd to his people. And of course, King Herod was a very ruthless king who murdered his people. So this challenge sets in motion a threat to the ruling authorities in Israel at that time. That's really a backdrop to the Gospel of Matthew that culminates in the crucifixion of Jesus. So when we ask, why was he crucified? Well, he threatened the authorities. He was a threat to the authorities of his time, civil and religious. The second point I want to make is that a major aspect of this feast is one of inclusiveness. Jesus is the Savior not only of the Jews, but for all the nations. And our first reading from Isaiah 60, Isaiah prophesies that Jerusalem shall be a guiding light to all the nations, and that a caravans of camels shall come from Midian, Ephah, Sheba, bearing gold and frankincense. It proclaimed to proclaim the praises of the Lord. So, in the second reading, St. Paul proclaims that the Gentiles are to be co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promises of Christ Jesus through the gospel. So the message of the gospel is one of inclusiveness, not exclusiveness. And I think it's important for us to remember that. That's an important part of Pope Francis's message of God being a God of mercy and compassion, loving and want to reach out and redeem all people, not just a select few. And I think it's good to remember that when we're tempted to perhaps exclude others, and why we try to be a welcoming parish and welcome all to our parish. Once in a while, people will ask me, well, would I be welcome in the parish? I'm this or I'm that. And we say, of course you're welcome. We welcome all of God's children. And lastly, the beautiful image of the Magi traveling a long distance following a star is just a great image. Scholars speculate that the Magi were from Persia, which is present-day Iran, over 2,000 miles away. So what motivated the Magi to make this long pilgrimage to pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? First, they were obviously very attentive to see the star at its rising. They must have really been searching the heavens and paying attention. They were clearly seekers and searchers. And I think they're a challenge for us to also be spiritual seekers. And what are the qualities of a spiritual seeker? Spiritual seekers are open-minded. They don't feel like they have all the answers. They do have a certain restlessness which urges them to keep on looking for more, keep on searching, keep on being open for more. They haven't settled into a closed-minded smugness or self-certainty and rigidity, sitting in judgment on other people who think differently than they do, or other perspectives. But they seek to understand others and learn from them, and rather than to judge them. And Jesus calls us to be open-minded seekers and not to judge others. People sometimes, again, criticize Pope Francis for calling us to be open to change and less judgmental and more inclusive. So let us all be more like Jesus and Pope Francis and the Magi, open to new ideas and other perspectives, and growth and learning from others. Let us be spiritual seekers who dare to question our supposed certainties. Let us embrace others as they are and not as we think they should be, and that includes members of our own family and all others. And let us strive to keep learning and to be open to all, and to be open to God's continuous call to us. God puts these stars in our life. Do we look up to see those stars like the Magi did? Or are we kind of keeping ourselves with blinders on? Let us continue to be open to God's promptings and urgings to follow the stars that God puts on our horizons. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.